Some of these improvements are subtle. So let's compare the same example from Strauss's Ein Heldenleben, played first on the good old Moog analog synthesizer. And now here it is again with the LSI Philharmonic. As you can hear, good analog can be good, but good digital is better. That's because analog is thicker. The sounds are bold and simple, rather like a cartoon. Digital sounds can be equally as bold, but they can also be subtly complex, with individual personalities, and so they stand out better from one another. Digital can be more transparent. In 1969, we learned the hard way about analog's inherent thickness, and had to abandon the following from Handel's For Unto Us a Child is Born. It sounded that thick with only 6 tracks, so we gave up. 15 years later, here are the digital replicas in Iapetus on Digital Moonscapes. That required 65 tracks, but now notice how much thicker the same section sounds with analog, even if we limit ourselves to less than 40 tracks. Thank you. pre-LSI Philharmonic days of 1974, we had no choice when performing some of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite but to use analog. With 50 or 60 tracks of density, the result is a bit thick, but a spirited performance helps to hide all that.